It's time for Advice Line. Call now at 800-866-8883. That's 800-866-8883. Here's your host, Roy Masters.
Oh, hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the program. Here I am. I want to help you. If you'd like to call 866-8883, maybe I can, maybe I can't. And the only reason why you won't be able to get help is because somewhere deep down inside, you don't really want it. In other words, yes, you want to get better. You want someone to help you, to cure you, to comfort you, to give you eternal life or something. But no one can. I can show you where it is within you. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is within you. That's correct. It's all around you, and it could project all around you if it wasn't such a kind of wicked world. So I have basically a very, very, looking for the word, unusual audience, different. I'm looking for a person who's been seeking answers, suffering, not being able to find them in religion, psychiatry, medicine, at the Himalayan mountains with the Buddhist monks, India. I mean, you're looking everywhere, and you know it's somewhere, but you're still troubled, but you want to be a good person. Then another kind of person I'd like to help is a person who doesn't think they're worthy of help. And that's very surprising for you to hear me say that, I suppose, because it's really not you that thinks that you're unworthy. It's something that makes you think that and deceives you, because the truth of the matter, if you were worthy of, say, salvation, you wouldn't need it. So really, I think, as the good scripture says, that it is an unmerited gift to be saved is, well, you don't really deserve it. And you know you don't. But you're sorry enough to quit. And therefore, everything starts to get all right. And I'll show you how you arrive at that sorry state without being a sorry state. There's two sorry states. One, you're sorry you went to the gambling hall. And one, you're sorry you lost money. They're two different things. One, you're sorry that you went because it was wrong, and you were basically cheating somebody out of somebody's kids, of their hamburgers and sustenance. We all go there to cheat each other. And then the system is there to help you cheat each other. That's all gambling is. It's very exciting and very dangerous. And it is an addictive thing. See, drugs, or the thing that addicts, doesn't have to be a drug. It could be a person. It could be anything. It could be music. And it could be religion. Opiate of the masses, could be. So this evening, I would like to help those who don't seem to get enough help from where everybody else gets it. They got it from where everywhere else that everyone gets it, but it doesn't seem to help them. And if you're listening, you may think that you are beyond help. You may think you're crazy. But you're not. You're one of my kind. I'm the shepherd that's looking for that one sheep that went astray. There's something about the one sheep that went astray, because what do sheep do? They hang together because the only protection they have. So if one of them gets eaten by wolves, it's kind of not noticeable, it wasn't them. It's like something like people, but people are like that. And you just hope it isn't you. And the fish, you know, they survive by having massive schools of fish, and the sharks and the predators get them. They just go to and fro, and their prediction is numbers. And I think people feel the same way to some degree. And every now and then somebody gets eaten or hurt, and they're glad it wasn't them. That's why you really like to read the newspapers, because you like to read about suffering. It wasn't you. Ah, the predator got somebody else and somebody else's son, you know, that sort of stuff. I'm sorry, but that's the kind of negative thing you get in the newspapers. But there's something positive about that negative. It's sort of it's exciting in a perverse sort of way. So let's have your calls, 866-8883. That's an 800 number. Okay, we'll be right back.
The foundation of human understanding teaches an observation exercise, often called meditation, which permits you to become objective toward your problems and allows your heartaches, bad habits, fears, and anxieties to be completely eliminated from your life without effort on your part. Until you have begun to practice this exercise, much of what you see and hear on the following program may be shocking and upsetting to you. But if you will listen calmly and with an open mind, you may discover the key to the peace of mind and joy for which you've been searching all of your life. And now, from the foundation of human understanding, here is Roy Masters.
Yes, the number is 866-8883. Please call if you have a problem. You see how nicely the last two callers worked out last evening. I spent a lot of time with them. And I do so very often, one, because... Well, this is a listening audience, and so you can listen to me, you know, give my pontifications, or listen to me talking to someone about their problem, which is much more interesting, because when I converse and dialogue with a person back and forth, it will weave a pattern that you can identify with yourself. It's sort of like a spider's pattern, a spider web, which is... It weaves in your mind all the kinds of intrigues and emotional states, but they're so clear. There's one single principle, one single way that you can untangle everything that's in your life. And let me just pontificate a little bit. And if you'd like to sort of join in, that's fine. And just interrupt me, because somehow this audience sometimes have to be goosed. I know that you listened from the night before. My audience is quite large, but they're not participatory. There's a tendency to hang back and listen to somebody else calling, and mostly they're brave people call. It's not easy to sit back and come forward from your comfortable place of, you know, security, munchies and watching TV and drinking and the family and listen to me, because the truth of what I'm saying is very disturbing. Let me just start with you. Let me start with a little bit of information about your life. You have a conscience. And you do have a conscience, don't you? Do you know what a conscience is? It is something that you're born with that's not of this world. And if you listen to it, you won't be of this world, you'll be in it, but not of it. In other words, there'll be a little distance between you and everybody. And not that you look down your nose at people, but you're not like everyone else. Now, this is a dangerous state, to be bright, to be aware, to have a conscience and listen to it. And so listening to your conscience is not like listening to people speak. Now, you listen to me and I can bear witness because I listen to mine and it doesn't speak to me, but it speaks through me. I act but don't react. If you react, you get separated from your conscience, which means you may have been separated from your conscience a long time if you overreact. That's what we call overreacting. Overreacting means it's the sum total of an original failure to deal with something, a stress. I call it the disease-causing entity. That's very simple. So far, we've got an overreaction, which is the sum total of reacting. And, of course, reacting, you think, is normal. And it's normal for animals, but not for humans. It's not natural for you to overreact or even react to stress. And the kind of stress I'm referring to is not, it's stress of injustice. The stress of nature is good. The wind, the rain, swimming and boating, and those are all stresses. Being lost in the forest a little bit and not panicking, but, you know, adventure. That's good for you. And my adventure happens to be, well, I stay home a lot and I write. And to me, there's an adventure there. I've done the adventure of my life, what other people do, going to places, Africa, and going all over the world and doing things. I'm 80 years old, but my adventure now is a different kind of adventure. It's a spiritual one. It's the last lap of a journey. But I still have, I'm being motivated to speak and have my being in a very special way. And it happens to be, well, science. There's something about science that I'm going to break, you know, have a breakthrough in the next little while. I have it already, but I have to find a way to type it succinctly so that the words fall together properly, so no one misunderstands them and no one will question my theories. But it's about creating energy from space and time, so to speak, from gravitation, actually. But anyway, but that's my journey. It moves me at this age, time in my life, it moves me. But when you're younger, it moves you out into the world. Now, I'm not moving out of the world. I'm in it. I'm doing my program every night, and I do what I have to do, and I give my lectures and things like that. So in a sense, I'm gregarious and outgoing. But then I spend a lot of time introspection, and I enjoy that because it's like a journey. I'm discovering, and every discovery leads to another one, and it never stops, and it comes faster and faster. And I'm becoming a physicist without going to school. And my physicist friends wonder, how do you do it? I don't know myself. I come across Einstein's theory of relativity, but I didn't know that that's what it was. And I was giving names to it, and the names fit what I was discovering. But then I went beyond that. I understand more. I saw what he missed. And but it's magical. Now, what I'm trying to say is that there's a motivational force. And the motivational force cannot be pressure of life, pressure of learning, the pressure of religion, the pressure of injustice. If you would be endowed or re-endowed with the pressure that comes from being still, then you would have a, let me find the words for it, you would have a zone around you that is like electric. There would be like an immune system, but it's spiritual. Now, your immune system, your animal one, is electrochemical, and it's full of, you know, that which fights viruses and bacteria. That's the animal level. But there's another level that goes out beyond, and if they penetrate whoever they are cruel enough and mean enough and slick enough, and they're there, you can't help yourself. You're just a kid, you come into the world. You're going to be had sooner or later. And it's going to get to you, and then you're going to have something implanted in you that, well, it isn't you. But it will start to grow as you, and it will think through you, and you'll think it's you thinking, and you wanting, and all, and you'll follow that. And then you'll have conscience, because you're flowing or going and flowing away from what's right, and you're growing in a different way, in conflict with your conscience. And your conscience doesn't speak to you, but people do. And they comfort you, and they mislead you, and they befriend you, and they're fiends instead of friends. And sometimes, occasionally you find a friend, but the right real friends you don't listen to. Strange enough, you don't. Because it seems like a shadow of what's inside you, inside other people. And you're drawn to that. See, so the wrong kind of man, the wrong kind of woman, all love in all the wrong places, and drugs and alcohol, and it's just everywhere. So it is a dangerous journey once you start to overreact. You must see this as a sign of spiritual decay. And no drugs, legal or illegal, can fix it. You have anxiety, and you have to look at what there's anxiety. It could be from a disease, but it also could be a disease from the fallen state, from the drugs, the alcohol, the anxiety, the conflict between what you're becoming and what you should be. And what you should be doesn't force you. It doesn't compel you. It just sort of sits there and keeps reminding you, and something you doesn't want to hear it. And you run from it to your friend that's a fiend. And those are the people you can't say no to, and those are the drugs you can't say no to. So far, so good. Anybody want to call and talk to me about this? Because I'm laying the groundwork for something. 800-866-8883. At this point, I'd like to send you to my website, FHU.com. Now, it doesn't say right now what I just said. It just says, there's a CD in there. It says, How Your Mind Can Keep You Well. It's all Be Still and Know. And it's a free download. And it says, give it to your friends and try it yourself. It doesn't say anything of how it could help you. But it just says it does. We're going to change the wording on that. For Christmas, we've just made it sort of like a present. But a lot of people, maybe listening for the first time, won't see that it is real value. This CD is used by the military to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. And we have a special one made, including which the leading edge of it is what you're getting as for civilians, also free. And so it's called Coping Strategies. That's for the military. And it's widely used by the military, becoming a very important part of their training, and will be in the future. So, but it prevents people from the shock, the disease-causing entity on the battlefield that they bring home, called post-traumatic stress disorder. I assure you, everybody has a degree of it. And the same thing could help you. Call my office. And the difficult thing is, I talk to you right now. There's thousands of people listening. New people crossing the dial. And because what I'm saying is so unusual, or what you'll hear me say to other people is so unusual, it might frighten you. But it's not you that fears it. Whatever is upsetting you when you listen to me now, which I haven't said much, but there's something about what I'm saying that can be disturbing. Even what I said, that you are losing control the moment the evidence that you're becoming deformed and dehumanized is anxiety and fear and anger. It's just the anxiety in general, because it represents a departure from flowing from the good and going and flowing to the bad. See? And so you can't see the bad, but when it upsets you, it changes your allegiance from the wordless word of your conscience to the verbal world around you, the verbose world around you. And so what people say and what people do, people, places, and things, circumstances associated with persons and things, when you're traumatized, then everything starts to react. You react to everything more and more until you have another breakdown, and that cannot be cured by drugs. But it can be resolved by hearing what I have to say and discovering the origin, to return to origin, which in Christian parlance is called salvation. All right, now if you want to go to the website, FHU.com, please make a note of it, FHU.com. And by the way, everything you see on the web, except subscriptions, is half price, meaning 2 for 1. So if you get, you can get 2 books for 1. So they have made a mistake at the office, and They only offered a few things. I mean, I'm telling you right now, we've got it straight now. Call the office, and everything you see, all the books and everything, you can get 2 for 1. Now, it's a bit late now, but I didn't know they weren't doing it. I don't know how that got mixed up, but I want you to know, call the office, and it's best to call on the phone, because then they'll tell you what things are available. Because we don't have, there's so much. So they can, you tell them what your problem is and how you want to use it as a present or a gift, and you get good advice. 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. Now, everything is so reasonable. If you go to the web, you'll be able to download these many, many items that you can buy very inexpensively. It's a donation of $5, and then you drop down or more. So $5 for a CD or $5 for a talk or lecture is not a lot of money, but you can ratchet it up to whatever you want because it's a donation. And I don't like to have that hard-nosed sale thing. I like people to be gracious. So we give it as inexpensively as possible and sort of put a minimum on it, it's $5. And look, we have 20 employees, and you know, it costs $2 million a year to function. And what can I do? But I did the best I can do. And the CD itself, Be Still and Know, is no charge. And see if it works. Go to the website, FHU.com, and the phone number is 800-877-3227, and the address is Post Office Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon 97528. Now let me take some calls and see what we can do with my callers here. All right. William in C, is that Michigan?
Yes, it is.
How are you doing, William? What can I do for you?
Hello, Masters. Hello, Uncle Roy.
How are you doing?
Are you happy? What are you doing?
Oh, I'm writing a thesis on the gravity-driven universe.
How come you're so happy?
Well, because you can't make me unhappy.
That's good.
You see, but that's what
that.
But, well, the thing is,
you are.
I know, but that's a good question. You see, what if you have to question what happiness is? Happiness you have the day you were born, but then because you're living in a bad world and you have parents who don't understand and not happy themselves, you lose your happiness and you don't even know what it's lost. And then you try to find it with pleasures and excitements, but that's not. That doesn't work. So if you can find the state of mind, then nothing can move you, nothing can make you mad, nothing can upset you, and you upset everybody that tries to upset you because people live by upsetting you. People do unto others what was that? People live by your failing to deal with them properly.
Uh-huh.
We're living in a system of bullies and cowards. And when you find a person who has found happiness, you can't bully them. As a matter of fact, yeah, they found it, and the bully gets flummoxed. He doesn't know what to do when you don't react. He reacts to you not reacting. You have a strange power over him that's for good. See? So you don't feed yourself to him like you would if you're upset. So that's the happiness I'm talking about, and I would like to share that with everybody, because everybody has that innate ability. I don't have to give it to you. You already have it. You've just been separated from it by your emotions. And your doubts. And your doubts.
And your evil.
Yeah, the evil, if you like. Yes. So, how are you doing otherwise?
I'm okay. I got to tell you, I got a testimony, if that's okay.
Yes, please.
I was an alcoholic, and last night the Holy Ghost and Jesus Christ took the alcoholism away from me, and I'm not going to drink ever again.
Yes.
And I want to quit smoking because it's going to give me a heart attack, and I can't quit.
Well, Jesus Christ should save you from that, too.
Yes, he will, but it's my fault.
No. It's something you don't know. I think it's something you don't understand. You still have a problem with resentment. And you have to look at that. Because
What's the problem?
Well, you will have to tell me, but generally speaking, you are too sensitive to people's injustice, and impatient, irritable, annoyed, aggravated, irritated. That's a sign of a smoker, and that is a no-no. That is dangerous, because you'll be smoking more. So you may have quit alcohol, but you're probably smoking more than you ever did before.
Anything else myself, I could do nothing. If God took it away from me, I didn't even try.
I know, that's good. Well, but there's still, God has to take one more thing away from you. That's good, but that's a good sign. But now I'll show you how everything that's wrong with you he will take away from you, and because you're getting closer to the fire, the true fire, the fire of life. If you can learn to deal, if you can learn to deal with the next moment, the next person who's mean, irritable, impatient, or puffs you up with praise, if you can deal with those extremes of pleasure, praise, and cruelty, people putting you down, people looking down their nose at you and betraying you, if you can look at them and not flinch and not be angry or annoyed inside and let it pass around you like water off a duck's back, every problem you had in your life will go away, and you will flourish financially, emotionally, spiritually, and even your illnesses will go. Every illness you would have had, it will go away. You won't even know what you missed. You will never know what you would have fallen into, and you'll see what you start coming out of. Now,
can you help me with smoking? I have one right here.
Well, you know, but it's possible. Have you meditated yet?
Yes, I meditated today. But it was natural because the Holy Spirit helped me with it.
Well, maybe I can help you with this then. I will. Don't mind trying this moment how long have you been meditating?
I just had a healing and he healed me and I'm still screwed up, but the alcoholism's completely gone unless I make a sin and I make a decision to do something wrong and rebel.
Well, let me tell you, it's not perfected yet. I think you have a sign, but you need to advance in what I'm saying. So to stop you from smoking would be me. So I withdraw my offer. I do not want to stop you. I can. I know how to stop you, but then it would be me stopping you. I'm a professional hypnotist, so I know how to do it, and you wouldn't know how I did it. So I want you to sit quietly. Whatever your meditation, I don't think you're meditating with my technique. I think you need to go to my website and download it, no charge, and then call me in a week. And it'll probably be gone by that week, because it will teach you or show you where that Holy Grail is inside you, where something will happen to you inside which is not explainable, but your loyalty will be transferred back to your conscience, and then you won't be able to do anything wrong. In other words, what will happen to you, you will become instantly perfect, meaning in your union with God, not in your body, but in your union. So therefore, in your union with God, everything is possible, meaning the next moment we'll see you being patiently enduring and forgiving, which is not your present practice. And in those moments, properly met, the old self will die every day, and the new self will grow. And your smoking will disappear because the pain of conflict will disappear because you're living in a right way. You're being motivated from within and not like an animal, from without. So you go to the website and download or call my office tomorrow. And everything, ladies and gentlemen, is half price. So everything except the subscriptions, that's everything. So you talk to my office. We made a mistake. I'm sorry it's a bit late. Call tomorrow and we'll ship it out to you. Or you go to the website and we've reduced everything to a donation of $5 or more. That's very reasonable. So you can download lots of things. Lots of things. Just have fun. Okay, we'll be right back. Show number is 5513. Thank you.
Hi, this is David Masters. How would you like to share Roy Masters' insights and knowledge and wisdom with your friends and family? And all you have to do is tell them, go watch Roy Masters on YouTube. Well, now there's a Roy Masters channel on YouTube. The address is www.youtube.com/user/The Roy Masters Channel. It's so much easier now to introduce friends and family, and they can watch in the privacy of their home at any time. It's very anonymous, it's very private, and it's very easy. It's The Roy Masters Channel on YouTube, www.youtube.com/user/The Roy Masters Channel. It's that easy. New videos will be posted all the time. Videos on how to improve your relationships. Videos on how to understand what's happening in the country. Visit Roy Masters on YouTube. It's www.youtube.com/user/The Roy Masters Channel.
Oh, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, I just want to remind you that I made a mistake. I haven't made a mistake. The office misunderstood. So when you called, there's only a few things. But everything that you see on the web, all the books, 2 for 1. It was the 3 for the price of 2, but now it's just 2 for the price of 1, everything. The material object that we have to post in mail. But on the web, we are posting it differently. We're changing everything to half the cost, meaning a donation of $5 for anything, practically anything there except the videos, which is a donation of 10 and up. But mostly, so $5, you can get a lot of material. And for yourself. So I don't know if that's a Christmas present, but just for yourself. And you can also go to the pay side, where there's lots of videos and much more things. More things on the pay side. If you pay on the pay, it's $225 a year, and you can have everything. See, just about everything you want. Videos, everything. And without cost. See, so on this side, it's... So it might pay you to want to subscribe to... I don't know how you go about it. Because I don't surf my own internet. I don't watch it enough. That's my problem. I'm too busy doing other things. But the website is fhu.com. And look, let me give you the address. We need donations. I cannot do the program at the present pace. I got bailed out with a couple of $100,000 donation not long ago. That helped. And then a $15,000 donation the other day. But I would like to have just smaller donations from everybody. And I look at the mails, and it's just generous people. And it's rarely any less than $50 or $100 each time people send. That's a lot. But I'm looking for lots of mail. You know, like instead of 20 or 30, 50 pieces at most, like 500, like we used to get for little things and for small donations from people, you know, the widow's mite sort of thing. I would really appreciate that very much. So know that you care and you're enjoying the program. Thank you. The Post Office Box, 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, the version that the military used to overcome post-traumatic stress disorder, which is extremely effective. I mean, it's taken off like leaps and bounds as a grassroots movement. But thanks to Colonel Monaco, his efforts in that area, a version of it is free on the web for you. And if you look at the web, FHU.com, there it is. It will help you overcome almost any emotional problem if you have a good heart. If you are stricken and know that you're emotional and that's something not right with that, and you struggle and you know you get worse, that's the solution. We have the solution in that package. So it's a Christmas present from Roy Masters. So get it. Okay, thank you. So no charge. Just download it and enjoy it. Or call the office and give what you want for it. Otherwise, nothing. All right, now, FHU.com, and our number is 800-877-3227, which is 800-877-3227. All right. Let's go to Steve in Internet, Oklahoma. A lot of Internet callers. By the way, it's good to listen to the Internet because if you lose the station for some reason, you can always get it on the Internet at every night, 9 to 11. Well, not Internet, but you can call me 9 to 11. On the Internet, it starts from 10 to 2 in the morning. And XM does the same thing. All right, now, let's go to Steve in Oklahoma. Hello, Steve.
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Good. It's good to hear you again and listen to you every night when I get a chance, and I really appreciate you, all you've done for me.
I'm happy to do service.
I'm still kind of stuck on this problem with overeating and the whole weight issue thing.
Don't worry about that, because food is the hardest addiction to break, because there is a code hidden in the food. Now, you may think that's ridiculous. It's not in the food so much. It is, in a sense, because people, women and entrepreneurs, make all kinds of strange and magnificent, glorious and glorifying concoctions. So they put something of themselves in it for, you know, profit and gain, to create the addiction, to put more flavors and more pleasures in it than food shouldn't have, that ought to have, you see. And so your wife does the same thing to get you to love her. And therefore, there's something wrong with that too. See, so, there's a code written in the female. It's, you know, like a genetic code, but it isn't genetically, but it's genetically transferred, meaning the very fact that a child is born to a woman, of course, how can you be born any other way? But the fact is, there's something that passes through every woman, like Typhoid Mary. She puts it in her daughter. And it's usually a loathing of men, a sort of an unhealthy way of manipulating guys, which she can't help and doesn't know herself. And men fall for it, and the whole ball of wax starts is all over again. Except there's no original choice. We keep falling, men keep thinking that their need for the woman, which is an original transfer of man's loyalty from God to Eve, you know, Adam's loyalty from God to Eve because of the forbidden fruit. It's centered in the food. So there's a code locked into the food, so that the food that's offered by the hand of a woman, and how else can you have it, basically, is tainted.
I don't quite understand. Sometimes I almost see that, and I can see my mother's hand
in it.
Yeah. I see that, you know, and
I know.
I see myself wanting the spicy foods, and
there you go. You see, that's what she put in it to attach you to hold your love, your affection, which is not healthy.
Right.
And it's not, but it is healthy to love your children and feed them properly, and to love your husband and to prepare the food in a proper way, and to know what that is. But there's something even more inherent than that, because you see what Eve, if I may just jump to the story so that it makes it, because it's kind of pristine and makes a point clean. So what Eve's problem was that she was a clone of Adam. She was cloned out of him. And this actually, you biologists and anthropologists, you think I'm crazy, but you're looking for an old monkey, see? And I'm saying, no, men have descended. The evidence is the misery and suffering that's on the world. Monkeys don't have that kind of problem with each other as a rule. I mean, ducks and pigeons don't. And wolves don't even hurt each other, see? So there's something wrong with the human race that we can descend so low. And it has to do with the relationship between men and women. And so, but the first one was disobedience. But how was the disobedience, what mechanism was evolved? If you were born from a woman on cocaine, you'd be a cocaine addict from the birth. You would, more than mother's milk, you'd want cocaine, or cocaine in it, you see? And so, there's something about food, there's something about giving someone to something, to make them feel worthy. There's something about giving a gift that can actually entangle you with them. So it's not just the food. It's the sense of worth that someone gives you. Oh, you shouldn't have. You've got to be very careful of people giving you gifts and so giving you a sense of worth from it, because then you feel obligated and cannot say no to them. It is like that. But food especially. Food
well,
is especially...
I saw I saw that. I actually saw my wife. I had to correct her because she was buying a bunch of special foods for her. Every time our grandchildren came over, she would let
it was very unhealthy. I've forbidden in my house to have those chocolate things and cookies because she tempts them to see, to love her for that. So they come for that and not for because they love Grandpa. You see what I mean?
Yes.
So it draws the attention to her. I've actually forbidden her to buy any gifts. See, you know, because
that's
then
what
she's
my mom did to me. That's see. She always did that to me.
So if I give a gift is given, it's given with my permission. And there, this is for Grandpa. This is for Grandpa and from Grandma, meaning I'm the one that's authorized it, and I'm wise enough to know that the gift isn't a spoiling process of spoiling your grandchildren or an obligatory thing on the part of us to give because it's Christmas or somebody's birthday. I can choose to give or not. See that?
Right.
And so, and you have to be able to choose to eat or not, and say but you've got to learn to overcome other things first. And if, for instance, now the point I want to make, a very important one, is that the love that Eve needed from Adam was the love, the correcting love of a father, which is missing in relationship with women. In other words, there's a powerful bond between men and women, which is dangerous. And so what woman is looking for, really, real women, is to test a man. To see if he has allegiance to his creator, and if so, it represents when she tempts him, which easily women do that very easily, hardly men that can resist it. But when she tempts him for anything untoward, improper, he does not fall to it. But the trouble is, your entanglement with food stems from an entanglement with sex. So how can you correct your wife as a father if you're the husband? You have to transcend being a husband. See, in other words, you have to transcend your sexuality with her first. Otherwise, not possible.
Yes, I agree.
See, so you have to put her in the role of daughter.
Right.
You have, and that's what she craves. But the trouble is with Viagra and all the other stuff, it turns men into hungry apes.
Yeah, and it drives you insane.
Yeah. That's right. We have a very dangerous psycho group of people who think they understand. You know, that sex is, you know, it's only sex, stupid. It's no, sex is sacred. And so it bonds you to the woman, and then you find the bondage, and then if you're a searching soul, you realize what a trouble I've got with this woman. She's driving me nuts. So that, in that sense, you look for higher ground, and if you find it, then you have the task of becoming the father to her she never had.
Right.
So don't worry about the food right now. Concern yourself with understanding some of the things I'm saying, and don't let your wife irritate you.
Okay.
Because, in other words, she irritates you too because there's something in her that's jealous of you. Women are jealous of the statehood or the statehood of men. There's another word for it. The status. And there's another word for that, but there's a status a man should have, like Ronald Reagan. You don't want to know him too well. You'd like to have that little distance between him, and you'd love to serve him and get his appreciation, but you wouldn't want to have sex with him because that would ruin the relationship if you were a woman. It actually would.
Right.
See, even Ronald Reagan had problems in his life. See, and you see. And so he had to step back from that. I guarantee you did. And he carried out. So that's what I had to do. I had to step back, because even now I have difficulty. Because once you establish that bond and you have children, there's a contempt that women have for you because you're less than you should be when you have her. She has you, and she can't help herself. As long as you're having sex with her, she'll own you. Now that sounds like a very strange. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
She reduces you through the sex. But see, so therefore, sex itself is unnaturally natural, and food is unnaturally natural, both. There's a natural stage where you have children, but there's a point where you get so hungry you can't stop.
Yes.
And then yeah, that's right. So then you keep calling upon her, but then food comes with it. and then drugs, alcohol.
Yeah,
the bond, yeah, and then madness. No one will talk about this. You're very welcome. I'm glad you had, let me explain this to you, because that's something that's very hard to explain, and nobody wants to hear it.
Sometimes when I'm out jogging, I like to think about what you said and like you say, have some more aha moments, you know.
Oh, that's good, sir. That is very good. And it's nice to have a nice Christmas.
You too, sir. Thank you.
You're very welcome. The number is 86, excuse me, number is 866-8882. The office number is 800-877-3227. Now, everything is half off, except the subscriptions, yeah. So, I don't have any idiot pad in front of me, I just, the idiot is myself. But, if you call the office, there was a mistake. I thought that everything was half off except for the books, which was two for the price of one, and three for the price of two, but now it's two for one. So everything's nice and simple. So everything you see on the web that's buyable is two for the price of one, and everything's been reduced on the web, it will be in the morning at least, so that you can download for a donation of $5, and only in videos. When you want to download a video, it's $10 minimum donation. But you can burn your own videos. It will happen that way. And the books, you can download. But it's cheaper to actually buy the book because the pages and ink you use up, it's kind of ridiculous, you know? So, all right, now. But in somewhere in, you know, in Japan or, you know, Indonesia somewhere, it's not possible, practical to send a book, then you can download. That's why we have it there for that service. All right. We'll be right back after the station break. Get my book, How Mind Can Keep You Well, with the CD of the same name, which is free. The book isn't. All right, thank you.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed the program. Please let me remind you that freedom isn't free, and you need discipline, and even though this material, this program, is not sponsored, somehow we got to get paid. But sponsorship is out of the question, because this is not a sponsorable program. I get to say things that Savage is not allowed to say. He gets in trouble for saying it, but I'll say it, and then I'm okay. Because the sponsors, you know, they're liberal and have problems, you know, of their own. And so, you know, talk show has to have to mind themselves regularly, because then you have boycotts and stuff like that. So you're not free. But I am. I'm free, but then it's not free, because I expect you to help me if I help you. But otherwise, if you enjoy the program and you don't get help, you can just enjoy it and not get it. I want to help you. And if you feel there's benefit from it, then pay it forward so we can stay. And like I'm the mechanic, I fix your car, I fix your brain, your soul, and your relationship with God. I get it. So once you get it, please, and let the mail show your appreciation. Appreciation is a very rare commodity. Let me give you the address. Box 1000, Grants Pass, Oregon, 97528. Let's see. The phone number tomorrow is, everything's half off. What you can see and buy, and that we have to send the materials in the mail, is two for one. So you get two for a price of one. And it's a bit late, but it was a mess up in the foundation, miscommunication, blah, 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 happened. So it's a bit late. So hurry up and get what you need and at a reduced price. And on the web, everything will be, you know, a donation of $5 or more. So you just go and there's a drop-down menu and you choose how much you want to pay. And you can always come back and give us a donation. So start with the minimum and enjoy it. And there's the Sunday morning conversations archive, and there's a video archives. You see, it's beautiful. We have a beautiful array of materials. We really do. And then you have the, okay, we'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
All right, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to take our calls again. Kathy from Las Vegas. Hello, Kathy.
Hi, Roy. Oh, I followed you for years. I bought your book back in the late 80s about your mind, and it's the navy blue one. I lost my memory and brain surgery.
You did, but how your mind can keep you ill, now you remember it again.
Yes, I can't remember the name of it. But anyways, I have a mother who I've never gotten along with, and one day I wrote a poem to her just a few years ago called Truth for You. Don't ever talk to me. Don't ever call me again until you can stop lying to me.
Yeah.
And anyways, and I haven't spoke to her for over a year, and all of a sudden the other day she calls and puts on her act, and I thought it was maybe her. And I went and I met her. She came down to Las Vegas, and we went out, and I met this man she just met. And anyways, I started getting sick to my stomach again. I started not feeling that free, happy, loving person I am now.
Well, it's best to stay away from her.
So
I know.
How do I tell her, please don't ever call me again?
But the point is, the point is, you still can't stop responding to her. Therefore, she reels you in. So you still hate her, and as long as she can pull that string that you're tied to her in her, as long as she can reach in and upset you with her sweetness and light, and you know it's phony, with it upset you and you can't do anything about it because she seems so nice, but she's upsetting you with her niceness. She's lying to you with her phoniness and her flamboyance with a gentleman. You know that it's the next victim. You know it as well as I can tell you the same thing. The thing is, all you have to do is just shut the door and say, nice knowing you, mother, I'm sorry. Go on with your life. But the thing, if you react to it, that string will get turn into a rope. And she'll kill you. Listen, you kill the soul, the body goes with it. Always remember that. That's what the world is after. They want your soul. I don't care who it is, whether it's politics. I don't know. If your local preacher can actually be just like your mom, sweet and syrupy, or violent and King Kong with bloomers, like your father was an alcoholic, yelling and screaming and like Reverend Wright. I mean, he evokes rage and attaches people to him and turns them into little puppets of him that sort of feel towards others the way he has treated them. So they attach themselves to them, his identity goes into them, and they feel the right to damn and demonize others. And there's always, every one of his audience will demonize somebody. And cling to him for reassurance, like Hitler did the same thing. He controlled the whole nation. So you have to learn to break that link. And the only way you can do that is finding God in yourself by being very quiet and realizing that that link is established from one woman to another. And past, and even your children born to you, will be infected by the fact that he's born to the woman. It's not physiological. It's spiritual transfer of the original sin. See, unloved men, unloving men, and failing men, and unloved women that need correction. And so all men will fail when they come to a woman. They don't understand. They go back to that which was there at their birth, for which reason he was born, because the bad person, the sickness is in the mother. It's typhoid Mary. It looks like the father. It transfers to the father. And therefore, if you're a woman, you inherit your mother's hostility towards men and have problem with men and set them up to fail.
I have all my whole life, and men don't interest me now. I'm not interested in
I know,
men.
I know that. See, because they have... I got it. I'm striking fire here. So now, let your mother go. And, she couldn't help herself. It's a string of grandmothers all the way to unloved Eve. Women need the love of a strong man, and there isn't one. And if there is one, they hate the hierarchy of it. They hate the fact that they are inferior to men. It's not an inferiority. It's only because they have egos that wants the rule that they feel beneath the men. See? And they unconsciously try to put men beneath them by servicing their weakness for her. See? Okay, gotta go. And I hope that's helpful. Ladies and gentlemen, please support the program. Half off for Christmas and maybe a little after Christmas. And for the hard materials like books and MP3s and stuff like that. But on the web, it's easier. You have to call to get the half off. 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227. The website is FHU.com, and therefore you can enjoy yourself very inexpensively. $5 for almost everything. But it's a donation, so drop-down menus everywhere. It should be up there by tomorrow morning if it isn't there tonight. Okay, thank you. We'll be there.
If you would like to support the work of Roy Masters and the Foundation of Human Understanding, there are several ways to do this. AdviceLine subscription. That's a full month of radio shows on one MP3 CD. Receive all 240 shows in a year for only $250. If these shows were bought individually, they'd cost $6,240 a year. How about the Tape of the Month subscription? Edited Cream of the Crop radio shows on CD or tape, $200 a year. Or the Lecture of the Month subscription. CD or tape mailed monthly for $200 a year, or the website subscription, the best the FHU has to offer. Only $120 a year. Listen and download a full year of shows, plus lectures, videos, articles, and special features. Visit FHU.com right now. That's FHU.com, or call 1-800-877-3227 during regular business hours Monday through Friday. And remember, you can always hear this program by going to FHU.com and clicking Listen Live and on XM Radio. Noble warriors, the memories of combat in your mind are paralyzing you and hurting your loved ones. This inner chaos threatens us. Anger, isolation, depression, violence, and even suicide. Get your emotional body armor. Go to FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach to protect yourself against the IEDs of your mind. You will learn to observe a firefight as opposed to being mentally in it. Patriot Outreach is a valuable tool. There is no cost. Our service is free to all warriors, veterans, retirees, government civilians, battlefield contractors, and family members. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. Discover how to conquer the enemy within. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach. You are not alone. We are here to help you. You must reach out and accept help. Now you can put an end to the endless loop of negative thoughts. Visit FHU.com and click on Patriot Outreach today.